The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene. How are you?
Well, I have to say, Kathy, that I am a little bit of a lunatic today.
Really?
Why? Because much like the rest of the country, we all have lunar fever, not because of last night's full moon, but because if all things go well tomorrow, Israel becomes the fourth country to go to the moon. We are launching a unmanned aircraft from Cape Canaveral tomorrow, if all things go well, which will return on April the 11th, hopefully just in time to skip this very, very electric election.
So how long do you think it'll be before somebody accuses Israel of occupying the moon?
Oh, don't worry, Kath. The trolls on Twitter already there saying, you know, talking about settlements and talking about UN resolutions. But we don't care. You know, haters going to hate. We're just very excited that Israel's going to the moon. And there is a South African connection. One of the sponsors is Morris Kahn, a great philanthropist who comes originally from South Africa.
Oh, wonderful. All right, let's talk about what's happening with the UK's Labour Party. What is going on, Rolene?
It has been very, very, very eventful. You know, yesterday we touched on the fact that seven Labour Party MPs had left or broken away from the Labour Party to form a group called the Independents. Now, the most high profile of these MPs is Luciana Berger. She herself, who is Jewish, and in a press conference yesterday said that the Labour Party has become institutionally anti-Semitic. And, you know, a lot of our listeners will be familiar with either the visuals of Luciana walking in and out of the Houses of Parliament with police escort because of anti-Semitic heckling and because of threats to her life. But several high-profile MPs, and we must congratulate them for taking a stand, especially those who are not Jewish but have said that the situation has become untenable, and in solidarity with the Jewish Labour Party MPs, they are breaking away. Today we had the announcement that an eighth member of the Labour Party has broken away to join the Independents, as well as three members of the Conservative Party. But I think from the Conservative Party, it's more because of Brexit and because of the Independent stance regarding Brexit, but a very, very firm stance from the Labour Party. Jeremy Corbyn, of course, I don't know, maybe he's gone to the moon, or maybe he comes from the moon, Kath. I'm not too sure, but he says that he's disappointed, but he doesn't seem to realize it's because of his reluctance to deal with growing anti-Semitic sentiment, coupled with his attitude towards Jews. You know, he has been called by not just members of his party, but by members of the Jewish community and Jewish communal leadership a anti-Semite himself, or perhaps he's parting too much with Hamas and Hezbollah. But the UK Labour Party members joining the French, who also said yesterday, enough is enough, and taking a firm stance against growing anti-Semitism. And if that wasn't controversial enough, one of the Labour Party MPs suggested that Israel is actually funding these lawmakers who've left the party. She has subsequently apologized because it created a lot of an uproar. You know, like we don't have enough issues to deal with elections coming up here. But it's been a huge story, one that's dominated the press here, and I think a lot of the Jewish media around the world.
Yeah, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. Rolene, let's move on. Let's talk about the Palestinian Authority. Apparently, they were listening to us yesterday.
They were listening to us, Kathy. I mean, we know everybody listens to us, as they should. And we chatted yesterday about, you know, the ramifications that withholding funds has on the people of Gaza and the people of the West Bank. You know, it's all very well to play political tit for tat, but today President of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, said that his government will refuse to accept all tax funds from Israel over Israel's decision to withhold a payment of $140 million, which for us, we see it as the money that's going towards pay for slay or terror salaries. And they say, you know, it's going towards the families of martyrs, and they're taking a stand, and they say, even if we only had 20 or 30 million shekels, we would put that money towards paying the family of martyrs. And, you know, Kathy, they obviously didn't take cognizance of our discussion yesterday, where, you know, we said it's absolute, you know, life has become untenable for the people of Gaza and the West Bank, for the average Palestinian. And, you know, for the leaders of Hamas or Fatah, you know, they sit in the lap of luxury while their civilians really, really suffer.
Incredible. Yeah, and it really comes down to that. You know, how much of a responsibility does Israel feel? You know, a humanitarian responsibility. When something happens in Haiti, I mean, it's a very, very, I'd say compassionate country, Rolene.
We are a compassionate country.
You know, when there's earthquakes or whatever elsewhere in the world, countries that Israel doesn't necessarily even have a relationship with. Israel will send in search and rescue. Israel will send in aid. Israel will send in medics. Israel will send in whatever. So surely there is a concern for the people of Gaza.
Well, I'm glad you say that, because, you know, we can talk about Syria on our northern border, who is an enemy entity, and still
we
continue to send in aid and to give humanitarian aid through Operation Good Neighbor. But I'm glad you mentioned it, because when we have had situations of conflagration and we've needed to set up field hospitals, and we've needed to help Palestinian civilians, they have been blocked by Hamas from reaching those field hospitals. Having said that, there are a lot of NGOs on the ground, and one of them is a tremendous NGO by the name of Road to Recovery, and I really would encourage you guys to Google it, where former Israeli generals, one of them being General Amram Mitzneh, actually go to the border crossings, and they take out whoever needs to receive medical care in Israel's hospitals, and takes them to the hospital to receive their medical care, and then another volunteer will take them back to the crossings to get back to where they need to go to. Israel doesn't want to see a humanitarian crisis on our border, and, you know, if given the opportunity, we would do more. Unfortunately, we are dealing with an entity in Gaza that's a terrorist entity with regards to Hamas, who are preventing any aid getting to their civilians. I mean, the money that they receive, the vast amount of international funding that they receive goes towards building tunnels and goes towards importing rockets and mortars instead of looking after those civilians, not to mention the fact that they fire their missiles and rockets from within civilian infrastructure, including the zoo. And, you know, while we're talking about it, the Lion Whisperer, who's a great hero of mine, was on Instagram yesterday complaining about the treatment dealt out to animals in the Gaza Strip, in particular lions. You know, in the West Bank, there are many cases of our police and of our military trying to help everyday citizens, but we've got a situation where, you know, we've got hostile entities within these territories, and it makes it very, very difficult for any NGOs from Israel or humanitarian care to get to the average citizen. Having said that, there is still a lot of endeavor.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Rolene, I've just interviewed these soldiers from this incredible organization. They're actually here on holiday. They're not here on, you know, for any reason other than to just have a holiday in South Africa, because it is a great place to have a holiday. Do you know Achim Lechayim?
Yes, yes. So, they are extraordinary. And if you come across them, guys, you know, just, I know that there's no hospitality like South African. Make sure they have an awesome time.
Yeah, I think that they've had a pretty awesome time. But, you know, to hear the stories of how they were injured, it was, it's absolutely gut-wrenching. Gut-wrenching, Rolene. It's, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I'm just kind of floating onto you. Because well, that's what friends are for.
Anytime.
All right.